Welcome to the Your Dating Bestie podcast. I'm Ellie Klein, your best friend for all things dating. As a professional dating mentor, kind of like the love child of Carrie Bradshaw and Crocodile Dundee, I help women go from dating sucks to dating success with my unique best friend approach. Ready to find your Mr. Right? It all starts at yourdatingbestie.com. Hello, and welcome back to my special podcast series. And just like that, you're inspired to find love. Dating advice based on the show. This episode is based on And Just Like That, Season 1, Episode 7, Sex and the Widow. In this episode, Carrie completes her grief memoir, Loved and Lost, but the publisher wants her to go on just one date and write a hopeful epilogue to complete the book. Charlotte and Lisa Todd Wexley bond over their shared love of tennis and arguments with their husbands, and Miranda makes a vain attempt at reviving her sex life with her husband Steve before giving up and jumping back into bed with Che. Okay, the first lesson is about Charlotte and Harry's argument. Charlotte accidentally tripped Harry over when they were playing tennis. It was match point, Charlotte went for it, and she won, but at Harry's expense. After the game, when it was just the two of them talking, Harry very calmly and assertively pointed out that even though it was an accident, she should have said sorry. But instead of saying, "You're right, honey, I'm sorry," which is probably what he thought she was going to say, she dug her heels in, doubled down on the fact that she had nothing to apologize for, and got angry to the point of yelling, screaming, and swearing when he continued to make his point calmly and assertively. So, who was right and who was wrong? Well, in this instance, I strongly feel that Charlotte was in the wrong, and I can prove it. Here's how. Charlotte never would have spoken to Harry like this if they were still dating. She would have instinctively known that being unreasonable, inconsiderate, and aggressive probably wouldn't make him want to marry her, and she would have been right. These are the kinds of things men look out for when they're deciding whether or not to sign up for a lifetime with you. That doesn't mean you can't be yourself or say how you feel or disagree sometimes. Of course you can. But if you want to have a harmonious relationship or marriage, you need to know how to pick your battles and then communicate calmly and assertively on the occasions you do choose to speak up. Harry was still harping on about this days later, and Charlotte was still digging her heels in. Is this really the hill you want to die on? It's fine if this only happens once in a while, but string enough of these petty disagreements together and your marriage really will be in trouble. Okay, next lesson. Miranda's attempt at reviving her sex life with Steve was really unfair. She foolishly tried to recreate the dalliance she had with Che, but it didn't feel the same way. Well, duh, of course it didn't. Being intimate with your life partner or spouse, who you've been intimate with countless times, is never going to feel as exciting as a first-time encounter with someone new. It just doesn't work that way. And Miranda didn't even give Steve a fair go. He's still attractive. He was excited about being intimate with her. And it was clear he wanted to please her. But she called it quits the moment he didn't rock her world. And then made him feel like a complete loser. Not cool, Miranda. Not cool. Steve didn't deserve that. Okay, next lesson. Carrie is out on her first date in decades with a man she met online who also recently lost his spouse. He's a very sweet, clean-cut teacher named Peter. They're both nervous and proceed to get drunk. Then what started out as quiet and awkward ends up in raucous laughter and mutual vomiting. I must admit, of all my bad dating experiences, I've never had a date end in mutual vomiting. It might have been embarrassing, but I don't think it was as bad as Carrie made out. They enjoyed each other's company, and they found each other attractive. That's a great start to things. They could have just laughed it off and agreed to have an alcohol-free second date. But it took a chance encounter and Peter buying a date with Carrie at a charity auction for her to even consider going out with him again. The moral of the story is, don't throw away an opportunity to get to know a perfectly decent man for a silly reason. You just never know where it might lead. Okay, next lesson. We learn it's been 3 months since Miranda slid into Che's DMs and hadn't heard back. Miranda asks Carrie, what's the lifespan of an unanswered text? 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months? And Carrie says, 3 months? Try 3 hours. As a general rule, I think it's not hearing back from someone is not a good sign, because they most likely did receive your message and chose not to reply to it. But if you think there's a chance that they didn't receive your message, which actually turned out to be the case with Che, you don't really have anything to lose by sending a friendly follow-up message, especially in the case of Instagram direct messages or Facebook private messages. Those messages can genuinely slip right by someone. Okay, this is the final lesson for this episode. After Miranda's second alliance with Che, they're in bed together and she says, "I think I'm in love with you." Yikes. Che, of course, doesn't say it back because it's way too soon. Let this be a lesson to you. Never confuse chemistry with love. Miranda doesn't even know Che as a person, let alone a partner yet, so she's definitely not in love. She just has a warm, fuzzy feeling. Do not let yourself be guided by this warm, fuzzy feeling. Enjoy it, explore it, but don't let it lead. Now, if you want to have a much quicker and smoother journey to Mr. Right than I did, you need to know about the unmiserable dating method. Yes, believe it or not, it is possible to find love without being miserable every step of the way. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com. Are you an attractive, intelligent, and fun-loving woman with a big heart and you can't figure out why you're still single? Well then, my free report has all the answers. It's called Why You're Still Single: 7 Reasons a Luscious Lady Like You Hasn't Found Her Mr. Right Yet. Just visit yourdatingbestie.com.